Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, we want to thank them for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there behind the 18-wheelers, as well as those people not only going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, but coming down here to Florida, delivering the much-needed hurricane supplies, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there getting all those packages out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Captain's America is the way you find us over there. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is the website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have to offer. And I'm sure that you'll have a good old time by checking that stuff out. Now, we have got on the telephone line our friend out there in California, where the weather looks pretty good out there tonight compared to what I'm looking at. All right, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yay! I had a lot of people last night at the Tampa Trump Club that said to say hello to you, by the way.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
They said, tell the professor we want to say hello, and we appreciate what he does. So there you go. The professor's fan club, we're going to call it. All right.
Well, appreciate
that. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Well, you want to say something?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, because,
uh-oh,
Captain, I would like to be the very first person on national radio tonight across America to be able to say to you on this October the 19th, happy birthday, Captain. That's right, folks. It's the Captain's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Paul McCartney.
There's Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Singing it out.
I remember that song. Oh, boy.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, we do have a caller on the line here, so we're going to go to the phone line here. So hang on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller.
This is the first sergeant calling you, Captain.
Oh, hey. It's John. What's up, John?
Oh, Kyle beat me to it.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday. Kyle.
That's okay.
Golly.
Yeah, our good friend John Zach, everybody. And, of course, John was with us last night over at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. We had a great great group of great patriots together. And, of course, Trevor Loudon. That guy just is, he's a real deal.
Wasn't he, though?
Yep.
What a message he gave to everybody last night.
Yep. And
it was amazing.
And I appreciate your birthday wishes, John. They're always, you know, you and I are good friends, and we have been over the years. And, you know, we were in the same place at the same time a number of years ago. But, you know, we won't let that stay between us, will we?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, you take care, John, and thanks very much for the call.
You're welcome. God bless our troops out there that are
Amen.
Fighting this fight.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Now, Kyle, that was very special for John because he wasn't feeling all that great last night. He's had a few problems along the way, and he left a little bit early. But I guess he set his alarm so he could get up and do that.
No, but that's really cool that he called up to say happy birthday. Absolutely.
Let's see. What was that song? That's what friends are for.
That's right. Yeah. Dionne Warwick way back then.
There you go. Hey, listen, a jury yesterday acquitted an analyst accused of lying about the Steele dossier role. Now, this was one of the Durham cases, and this was this guy, Igor Donchenko, who wound up getting off. The jury says, nope, you're not guilty, and Durham lost the case.
Yeah, this is quite a blow, but Durham was pretty professional about it. They thanked the jury for their service while they were disappointed with the outcome. But this person, Donchenko, he was on trial for lying to the FBI, and basically, you know, these things have served as the basis for the FISA warrant, right, that went against the Trump campaign through Carter Page, basically. So this is a setback, but Captain, I have a feeling that it's just the first of many events in this unraveling of what happened with the Russia scam.
Well, I agree with you 100%. By the way, here comes the break, so hang in there. All right, folks, we're going to be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call the show, the number is 877-969-8600. This mysterious voice that's about to take us out to break will probably tell you that in just a second. So here we go.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away once I remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and last night I had to take some, a little bit extra. I had to take a pack extra than what I normally do because while I was there, I stood up on my foot for as long as I could, and then I had to sit down again, and my foot started to throb and then started to swell up a little bit. And I took it, and the swelling went down, the pain went away. Voila! That's what it's all about. And I felt good the rest of the night because I behaved myself after that. Now, the fact of the matter is, folks, if you want to try it and find out what I know, what works for me and works for many other tens of thousands of people around the countryside and around the world, it's Relief Factor. Now, it's all natural. There are no narcotics in this, so consequently it's 100% drug-free. Now, what's in it is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And those ingredients are all natural. Now, it helps with your body's natural response to inflammation, to pain, to swelling, and it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. It'll go right straight to the source of the problem. So to find out more, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start, which it's been that price ever since I started taking it a little bit more than 8 years ago. And see if it'll work for you. I'd be willing to bet you it will. That's relieffactor.com/captain, the $19.95 3-week quick start. See if it'll work for you. Because Kyle says,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. All right. Well, Mr. Kyle, you got a messenger or something?
We do, Captain. As a matter of fact, right during the break, we got a message from Mark in Clearwater saying, Captain, I want to wish you a very happy birthday and hope you have a wonderful day. I will certainly enjoy your show this morning as always. Thank you, Mark in Clearwater. So thanks, Mark. That's great birthday wishes for the Captain.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mark. Thanks very much. And, of course, Mark is one of our music aficionados. When I play something that's really of significance, he gets right down on it and lets us know. He knows a lot of these different groups and musicians from the past. So there you go. And I do have some nostalgia I'm playing tonight, a little bit of the oldies again. I like doing that because there's so much music that's out there. You know, you can play all this modern-day stuff and whatnot, but I think people really appreciate being able to hear the older music that they haven't heard for a while.
Well, sure, absolutely, yeah. And also, by the way, we just heard from Richard in the chat room saying, happy birthday, Captain. Semper Fi.
They'll Semper Fi to you, Marine. And by the way, it's a little chilly over here where I'm at, going down in the 50s tonight. But I believe, let me see here, let me look at my temperature. It's 61 degrees here at Tampa Airport, 62 over in St. Pete, which is about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than it was last night at this time.
Oh, wow, interesting. Very cool.
Now, can you tell me, Kyle, why is it that Iran is supplying Russia with missiles and these kamikaze drones, despite the sanctions against them by the United Nations that says they can't do this? Why can't we do something about that?
Well, for one, you'd need to have somebody step up and say no in a very effective way. But also, Captain, there's the UN Security Council. But, of course, who else is on the Security Council but Russia, of course? And so, yes, Iran has been. Now, by the way, Iran denies this. just for full disclosure,
sure they
actually
deny
do this. And then Russia, they haven't commented on this as yet, though. But, of course, Vladimir Putin has been trying to shore up his relations, shall we say, with Iran just recently, as a matter of fact. And so it's no surprise that they're trying to help out Russia. But, Captain, I will say this. If Iran really thinks that they're going to get a nuclear deal the way they really want it, supplying these kinds of missiles and drones to Russia is not the way to go about that. And, of course, they're showing their true colors.
Now, we have another problem with drones, and it's right on our border with Mexico. Because not only are the Mexican drug cartels using the drones against the cartels, their cartels are constantly fighting down there, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
And not only are the cartels using the drones against themselves, but they're using them as cover to bring these drug shipments across the border. And they're the ones that sit up there and say, go ahead, you can go this way, go that way, to get them around the Border Patrol, wherever they happen to be sitting. And if the Border Patrol shows up and tries to intercept them, well, obviously, they can open up on them. And if they do, you talk about being outgunned. Holy smokes.
No kidding. And this has actually been going on for a while, back in 2017.
Several years.
Yeah, there are incidents of actually using armed drones to attack the cartel officials and so forth. Yeah. I should say a Mexican official by the cartel. Yeah.
Right. And, of course, they've been known to take a pot shot at our Border Patrol and our military every now and then. Not that they've hit anything, but they just merely get a shot off, a target of opportunity, I think they call that, if I remember the correct term. But this stuff's got to stop. I mean, We know, okay, in 20 days now?
Right.
Okay. We know in 20 days we have an election coming. And we, the people, the American people, have got to take it upon ourselves to take our country back, to stop this nonsense along the border. Not only the influx of people coming by the thousands every day, and the millions over the past year or two or three, but also to stop the drugs that are coming across, because they use the people as cover to slide the drugs across. And fentanyl, okay, is killing our people. Not only adults that are stupid enough to take it, but they're camouflaging that and giving it to the kids. And some of these kids are overdosing and dying.
Exactly right. And this is a clear and present danger, basically, to the national security of the United States and to the people of the United States. And I would add this as well, Captain, especially when it comes to these high-tech weaponization of drones and so forth by the cartels. The cartels have virtually unlimited resources and money to continue to augment these things. So it is a very, very big deal.
Well, this is just me talking, and I don't have any more power than the man on the moon. But if I'm sitting there and I'm running the show, I'm going to take my military and all the resources I have at my disposal, and I'm going to take these cartels out right at the root source, wherever their headquarters are, wherever the big mansions are, wherever those drones are coming out of, because we can track them back and see where they came out of. I'm destroying all of that, every opportunity I get, without any warning at all. Just all they're going to hear is, incoming!
Right. Well, at some point, it just may have to come to that, because the interdiction methods and so forth, are somewhat effective. There's a lot of drugs that come, people try to smuggle, but in smaller quantities. But when you have industrialized, basically, drug smuggling, it's something you got to really take seriously, and you have to use some kind of major force to do that.
Well, that's absolutely true. And again, our country's at stake, our youth's at stake, our way of life is at stake, American lives are at stake, and we need to make this a priority. We need to get to it. We can't be sitting around on our thumbs anymore.
No, not at all. And certainly you also have a very an element that runs the cartels, that's part of the cartels, that is just inherently evil. And they're willing to do just about anything. And that's also a very, very important component to this.
Now, there's some bad news out there for the Dems right now. Here at the midterm elections, 20 days away. I don't know if you've been watching this or not, but Joe Biden's approval rating is stuck between 35% and 40% and can't move. It's not going up, but it is going down.
It is going down, and it's going down, I think, Captain, because of the environment in which people live now, the economic environment, but also there's literally nothing Joe Biden can do to bring that back up, because every time he goes out in public and starts talking, he makes some other gaffe or does something else that makes people lose faith in him, and they don't see him as being the who's going to make this resurgence here, because he just seems to be getting worse.
Well, now you've got his better half, Jill, who's out there making gas of her own.
Well, that's right. Yeah, with the LGBTQ comment the other day.
By the way, you're gobbling up a little bit there. I don't know if you changed your position or what you did. You got a little bit garbly there towards the end. And we're going to break, so hold that thought. Maybe you can correct that while we're at break. Okay, folks, so this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. It is a Wednesday morning, and it's getting a little chilly here where I'm at. Next couple mornings out here in Florida are going to be nippy. I was kidding with Frank Silvato, joking with him yesterday about the temperatures, but it's going to be in the 30s up there this morning where he's at, and maybe the 20s tomorrow morning. And I don't know why I'm laughing, because I'm not exactly standing in high cotton myself here. But anyway, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News.
You might say it's gaslighting. The average gallon of gas is nearly double what Americans were paying 2 years ago, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre touted savings at the pump on Tuesday.
Gas prices have fallen by $1.15 from their peak. Every month, the typical two-driver family saves about $120 at the pump compared to where we were in mid-June.
President Biden is set to order the release of 15 million barrels of oil from America's Strategic Reserve on Wednesday. The movement to unionize Amazon suffered a defeat on Tuesday as workers at a warehouse in New York overwhelmingly voted against joining Amazon labor union, and Tuesday marked the start of the new NBA season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, that's Jeff in Sarasota. Thank you very much, Jeff. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, I want you to make a little note here because it's not just about MyPillow.com. There's another website that's out there that can save you money, too, called MyStore.com. And the promo code is the same for either one of them, the word captain. Now, when you go over to MyPillow.com, you already know probably about all the different products he has over there, the pillows and the towels and the sheets and all the things for your bedroom, pretty much. But at MyStore.com, he has things for the other rooms in your house, like your kitchen, your dining room, your living room, and around the house, different things that you can hang up or lay on a table or cut meat with or make toast with or whatever the situation might be. You might want to check that out, MyStore.com. Promo code is always going to be the word captain. And, of course, MyPillow.com, same thing. Promo code is always going to be the word captain. So, if you want to call them, you can do that, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Check them out. See what they have to offer. You might save a whole bunch of money because that's what's going on right now. And, oh, by the way, Mike Lindell has the MyPillow slip, my slippers back again. So brand new supply, brand new stock, made a little bit better than what they were before. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, you've got another message?
We do. I believe we do. We had another one coming. This from Old Fred. We love Old Fred here on the show. Old Fred from Sarasota called in and said just a warm and sincere happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, Old Fred, and I appreciate that. And hopefully someday I might be able to say that we remember when. How's that? All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go over there. Good morning, caller. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Yep, 3 points basically on the same theme that you were running a second ago.
Yep.
If we go into Iraq and we go into Afghanistan and some of the African countries, why can't we go into Mexico to get the cartel? And you say that Mexico's a sovereign nation? Well, the cartels are running Mexico. And also on that same theme, to discourage smuggling, anybody that we catch with any major amount of fentanyl deserves major punishment. Then runners, you know, they bring bags of this stuff over. I'm not talking about a few pills or something like that. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, when it comes to going into another country, when we went into Iraq, when we went into Afghanistan, I believe we went through the United Nations. Is that not correct?
Yes, of course. And then also in the other things that we've gone through in the past, especially the first Gulf War and so forth, you have to get a bunch of allies together and get authorization in that.
So if we were going to do that in Mexico, we would have to do the same thing, I would think. Plus, we also have the Central American Organization, whatever they call it. I think it's called
Organization of American States.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we'd have to have their blessing to do it. And by the way, that includes Canada.
Well, of course, and out and out invasion attacks in Mexico would certainly draw international outrage. So you have to find a way to be able to stop the cartels, perhaps without actually having to do that, or build a consensus that that's what needs to be done. And certainly the Mexican government seems to be pretty powerless, just as Backgammon Bob was talking about, basically.
Well, you know why they're powerless. They're being bought off.
Well, of course, exactly. The corruption angle is so important and so severe that one wonders if you could ever get to a state of affairs where you could work with the Mexican government in order to stop this.
And if they don't do what they're told, the Mexican officials, they are dead. Dead men walking, dead women walking. They kill them.
Exactly. And so that is the state of affairs.
And their families, too, I might add.
Right, that's right. It's all based on fear and intimidation and those kinds of things. So that's the state of affairs you have to start with.
Yeah, so that's the answer there. But there's got to be a way. And our DEA operated for years down there, so I don't understand why we can't do something now. I think we could, but I don't think we have the leader to do it. All right.
Well, yeah, and if I can just add, it would have to be clandestine,
yeah.
To say the least. That's right.
Who were those masked men dressed in black?
Right.
All right, well, let's talk about Peter Strzok. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yes. We all remember Peter Strzok.
Peter Strzok made a comment and said that 9/11 is nothing compared to January 6th. Well, I take personal offense to that. January the 6th, we had, to my knowledge, one person killed. It was a civilian. It was a protester trying to get through a window there at the Capitol. And when we heard about, oh, there's police officers, they've killed police officers, and this and that. No, they didn't. And the one guy that died, the guy right off the bat, he had a I guess it was a stroke, for lack of better words, but a brain embolism, which killed him. And it didn't happen like till the next day. And that happens when you get yourself all worked up and can't get yourself toned back down again. But September 11th, think about this for a minute. September 11th, three different incidents, the field in Pennsylvania, the World Trade Center, two planes, the Pentagon with the plane that went in there, and just a little bit less than 3,000 people killed that day. Now, we've been talking about the people that are dying ever since where the diseases are coming down with the first responders, correct?
Of course, yes.
So we're over 5,000 when you throw those numbers in there. And Peter Strzok is trying to tell me that January 6th was the big day, that September 11th was nothing. The guy is mentally distraught if he thinks anybody's going to buy that one.
Well, I think from his testimony before, all he had to do was look into his eyes, it seemed like. He seemed like he's not dead.
He looks like he's incensed. He looks like a man possessed.
Yeah, well,
matter of fact,
so.
I'll go one step further. Looking in his eyes when he says something, it's like you're looking at the devil.
Or at least, at the very least, the Joker or something.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy. Well, I'll tell you this, though, but it is apples and oranges. That's for sure, Captain. And if there's anything akin to perhaps political blasphemy, maybe I think he just defined it. To say what he said, I think, is uninformed. It lacks a real context, and it lacks a real understanding of what really was going down on September 11th.
Now, Joe Biden has failed miserably, miserably, on the Iranian protests that have been going on and on stopping the kamikaze drones that have been happening, not only over in the Ukraine, but also in other parts of the Middle East where they've been used, the kamikaze drones. And, you know, again, does he really want to do anything to help America, or is he so far on the payroll and so far out the lunch that the only way to get rid of him is to impeach him?
You know, that's a really great question, Captain. I think it even boils down to the idea, why isn't Joe Biden doing everything in his power as the president? And that's the most powerful man in the world, the person in the world, is the president of the United States. Why isn't he doing everything to protect the American way of life for all Americans, of all ethnicities and backgrounds and so forth? Why isn't he doing that? And I think that's the essence, I think, of what you're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are scratching their heads because he has the power to stop the drones.
Now,
that's,
you know,
that's for sure.
You know who Stacey Abrams is, right?
Well, of course, she's the governor of...
yeah, the governor of Georgia, because she never accepted the results, right?
That's right.
Well, she's got a friend now. Val Demings.
Okay.
Val Demings running for governor, or running for Senate against Marco Rubio. And she, Demings, and Rubio faced off in a debate last night. And when asked the question, Val Demings refused to give an answer as to whether or not she would accept the election results in the event she got beat.
And, Captain, you know, I think not all that long ago, President Biden said it depends, I think.
That's what
about
he said.
Election results.
That's
yeah,
he
so here we go. So, isn't that an election denier? Isn't that an attack on our democracy?
Sure as hell is.
Yeah, I guess so. But, yeah, but see, it works for the left, or it works for the Democrats. Oh,
well,
that's fine.
It doesn't work for the left because they make themselves into the morons that they really are. And, again, we were talking about this last night at our event that we had over there in Largo, the Tampa Bay Trump Club. And nobody had much of anything good to say about Val Demings, even though they don't really love Marco Rubio. He's better than Val Demings any day of the week.
Agreed. Yes. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here. The first Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up. And, yeah, we got some weather to talk about and some cold temperatures as well as some of that white stuff floating around. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Money!
Back in the day, we started out calling them the Beatles until we found out their name was really the Beatles. But I'll tell you what, Kyle, that is a group that will never, ever, never go away in the minds of millions of people.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And the Beatles are just unbelievable. I mean, I hear some of those songs, and it takes me back to, I can even tell you almost to the day where I was when I heard some of that stuff, because when they came to Yankee Stadium in New York City, I only lived like 250 miles away. We piled in the car, a group of us, and away we went down to New York to see the Beatles.
Wow.
Yep.
That is really cool.
That was
yeah.
the thrill of my lifetime at the time, you know, being a teenager growing up seeing that. But there you go. All right. Now, we have got some weather, folks, and air quality alerts are all over the place right now, continuing through Thursday in the northwestern part of the U.S. due to its ongoing wildfire smoke all over the place. In the meanwhile, colder temperatures, yep, breezy winds, high elevation snow expected through Friday is going to bring in better air quality. Now, many below level temperatures, below normal temperatures, with morning frost and freeze conditions will continue through Wednesday through much of the eastern United States, especially across the south and all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We do see those air quality alerts up in the Pacific Northwest, around Seattle, also around Portland, almost down to Medford, as you head down Interstate 5. And, of course, that means you've got Richard the Marine, I think, caught up in those as well. But we do have the weather's going to be making a turn here as we head towards the end of the week. It's going to bring a lot colder temperatures and even snow and breezy winds to the Pacific Northwest, especially up in the mountainous regions. They're going to see the first snowfalls of the season.
Bingo.
Those levels are going to be, exactly, they're going to be 4,000 to 5,000 feet, and then maybe even down to 2,500 to 3,500 feet as we head into Sunday at the end of the week here. So be on the lookout for that, especially if you're going to be trucking in to that area. You want to know that the weather's going to be changing. We still have air stagnation, Captain. This is when there's very little vertical mixing. This is over most of northern Idaho and parts of central Idaho, and even over into Montana. Our friends in Missoula and Stevensville, they're down U.S. Highway 93. They're experiencing that. So especially people with respiratory issues and so forth need to be aware of that and take measures. We've got, looks like what they're calling fire weather, but this is sort of replacing a lot of the freeze warnings and frost warnings we saw about 24 hours ago, and that's going to extend down from Cheyenne, Wyoming, goes a little bit north of there as well, and down into the northeast quadrant of Colorado tonight. Also on the rain radar, well, I don't see any rain on the radar tonight, so it's not happening out west, so you got smooth sailing at least where that is concerned.
All righty, now we'll get started with the upper Midwest to begin with, and I'll start with Michigan, and I'll start with Wisconsin, and I'll start with Ontario, Canada. What we're seeing right now is Lake Michigan. You have got a winter wind advisory there for very cold temperatures and a very cold, blustery wind coming right down Lake Michigan all the way down to Indiana and Illinois. And down there where Indiana and Michigan come together, you've got a shoreline flooding warning down there because of the winds. You've got snow way up in the northern peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've also got some other moisture up there, which could be freezing rain. It looks like it's rain, but the temperature's cold enough for it to freeze. So I'll just say that it could be, so be careful if you're going up that way. Now let's come on down into Indiana and the southeastern central part of Illinois, where the freeze warnings start. They go down into Kentucky. They run right down I-75, I-65, back and forth across I-64 for about 100 miles of Kentucky. Then coming on down into Tennessee, I-40 east-west all the way from Oklahoma all the way over to West Virginia and into the mountains of Maryland. You're going to be in very cold temperatures as far as this time of the year. Temperatures could be in the 20s in many of those mountainous areas coming across. I-20 east-west, you're going to have cold temperatures from Dallas East. And the Metroplex of Dallas tonight is on the edge of a freeze warning. So if you're coming up through Oklahoma, all of Oklahoma is immersed under a freeze warning. Most of Louisiana, north of the Gulf, about 20, 30 miles. Most of Mississippi, to include down to the Gulf. Most of Alabama, to include down to the Gulf. And over into the panhandle of Florida, you've got a freeze warning going on right now there. And Frank Silvato, I'm sure, has got a couple of extra logs on the fire where he's at because it's chilly there. Now, that freeze and that frost warning goes all the way up through Georgia, up through South Carolina, the mountains of South Carolina, freeze warning, mountains of North Carolina, freeze warning, mountains of Virginia, freeze warning, mountains of Maryland, freeze warning, West Virginia, freeze warning, the mountains at higher elevation of Pennsylvania, freeze warning. And then right up through Jersey, we've got a frost advisory on up towards New York City, on up over and into Connecticut. And then you've got a gale warning from Cape Cod, where Lynn's at, all the way up to Nova Scotia. And again, in Maine, that area north-south of I-95, right along the Nova Scotia line, where they call that the potato hauler's route, because that's the way they go north up there to go grab their potatoes in Presque Isle and Caribou. Rain still up there. I-87 New York, you're going to have a frost and a freeze advisory going up and down through there. Very nippy. So bottom line, folks, is it's cold to the north, but it's getting cold down here in the south as well. We're going to see 50s where I'm at by morning, and tomorrow we could see some 40s. But up there in the panhandle, it's going to be colder yet. And the folks up in Atlanta, well, get a woolly coat on. Kyle, tell us why we go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, we go to the Pilot and Flying J because, number one, they love drivers and they love people out there driving across the highways and byways. They want you to pull into any Pilot or Flying J travel center, the closest one to you, because they want to take good care of you. They want you to get your fuel. They want you to get your supplies and anything else that you need, and food as well, when you pull into a Pilot or Flying J travel center. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest one to you. And Pro drivers, don't forget, Pro Driver Appreciation Month has been extended all the way through October, and all you need to do is join up with the My Rewards Plus app. You're going to get 3 free drinks every week. That's right, Trucker Eric, 3 free drinks every week.
Yep.
And 5
no
points
chooses.
Per gallon. That's right. And 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. And also, folks, don't forget as well, you're going to start saving 10 cents a gallon between now and December 31st simply by joining up the My Rewards Plus app. That's 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for more information and to sign up today.
Bingo, wingo. Oh, and by the way, that tropical depression is still hanging in down there on the Texas-Mexican line. How about that?
That's right.
Yep. Still raining down there along the coastline. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour break, and your stations along the network get a chance to pay some of their bills and give you the news. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
To your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.